大家平安。
Peace you, brothers and sisters.
有麦克风吗？啊，我想刚才我们看到这一位伟大的神，我们唱到这一位伟大的神。
We were just singing and also seeing this great God.
我觉得在跟随主的这一条道路上，让我觉得最兴奋的一件的事情就是，我们常常可以登高，常常可以晋升。
The most exciting thing about pursuing the Lord is that we can always be lifted up and go deeper.
我今天对我来说是一个第一次来讲 combined meeting 中英文的 meeting。
So this is my first time to preach on a combined Sunday.
我想这对于我也是一个晋升的机会。
So this is also a chance for me to go higher and deeper.
我希望这个不要成为你受艰难的和受试探的机会。
And I hope this is not a chance for you to be tempted going to trial.
但是诗歌讲到，就算是那样，也是你晋升的机会。
But even if that is a temptation or trial for you, it's still a chance to go higher and deeper for you.
我想我们上个主日的下午，我们有一个非常好的受浸的聚会。
Last Sunday afternoon, we had a wonderful baptismal meeting.
每一次的受浸聚会，我都非常喜欢参加。
I just love to go to baptism meetings.
不管我有没有服事。
Whether if I have service or not.
因为我实在是在那里看到许多好的见证。
Because there I get to hear many good testimonies.
在那里我们看到许多的生命因此而改变。
And I can see many lives being transformed.
而圣经里面其实不仅仅讲到我们好像当得救的时候，我们从罪恶的权势底下迁到光明的国度里面。
So the Bible tells us when we were saved, we are being transferred from this world of sin to the kingdom of the beloved Son.
他讲到就是说，当一个罪人悔改的时候，在天上的天使面前也要为他欢呼。
But the Bible even tells us that there's a great joy in the presence of God's angels when the sinner repents.
这不仅仅是天使的欢呼。
So this is not only the joy and the rejoicing of the angels.
这是在天使面前父神的欢呼。
But that is actually the joy of the Father.
因为当我们相信耶稣基督的时候
Because when we believe in Jesus Christ
我们成为神的儿子
We become children of God
我们从此成为神家里面的人
And we become members of God's family
而当我们成为神家里面的人的时候有一天神预备一个荣耀的前途为着我们
And because we are his children God has prepared for us a bright future
当我们相信耶稣的时候他实在是我们人生最重要的一个决定
So to accept Jesus as our Savior is the most important decision in our life.
但是我们的神的救恩却没有停留在那里。
But the salvation of our God does not just stop there.
他有一天他要带领我们进到荣耀里面去。
One day he's going to lead us into glory.
有一天神的长子耶稣基督要带领许多的儿子一同进荣耀里面去。
One day the firstborn son Jesus Christ of God will lead many sons into glory.
这个有点松。但是今天在我们进到荣耀之前的时候
But before we enter into glory
圣灵在我们的身上做改变的工作做变化的工作
Holy Spirit is doing transformation work in our lives
他不仅仅好像希望我们自己有一天得到那个荣耀的身份
So that not only that one day we will obtain this glorious identity
他就在我们今生的生活里头他要我们活出一个生命的实际来
But even inToday, everyday life, he wants us to live a reality of this spirituality.
让我们的心意更新可以变化。
So that our mind can be renewed and be transformed.
圣经里面讲到说万事都互相效力叫爱神的人得益处。
The Bible tells us that all things work together for the good of those who love God.
它整个的目的是为了让我们磨成像神儿子的样式。
The whole purpose is so that we can be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
当我刚刚信主的时候我看到这句的经文我非常的喜欢。
When I first became a Christian, I really loved this verse.
我记得还非常的清楚，有一次的聚会的时候，正好别人给我一个广告，讲到自行车减价。
I remember vividly at a meeting, someone gave me an advertisement about a bicycle being on sale.
那时候我们正好需要上学的时候，需要买两个自行车。
At that time, we were still going to schools, and we need to buy two bicycles.
所以我跟朱茵就在那时候说，神叫万事互相效力。
So at that time, I told my wife, "See, God works out for the good of those who love God."
我们很高兴地跑到商店里面去的时候。
So we happily went to the store.
结果那个自行车卖完了。
But then the bike was all sold out.
而且他不给 rain check.
And then they would not give us rain check.
我回头看的时候，其实我感谢我的主。
But looking back, I really thank my God.
他不希望我觉得对这一句话的理解只是停留在外面的这些的祝福的里头。
Because he does not want me to understand this verse simply by the outward blessings.
因为他有一个更大的、更荣耀的礼物要来送给我们。
Because he has a much bigger and more glorious gift for us.
就是神儿子自己的生命要做成在我们的里头。
That is the Son, the life of the Son of God will be.Constituted in us.
这是让我常常觉得跟随主最兴奋的一件的事情。
And that is the most exciting thing about following Jesus.
我前段时间的时候读到一本书。
Some time ago, I was reading a book.
它里面提到有一些的人似乎随着时间过来就停止了成长。
And then the book says some people seem to stop growing after a while.
他说也许他们的墓碑上面应该写上下面的话。
So maybe on their tombstone they should write this.
他说35岁的时候就已经死掉了。
Says this person was dead at the age of 35.
只是85岁的时候才埋葬。
But only buried at the age of 85.
我不太清楚是35岁还是25岁还是45岁。
Whether it's 25, 35 or 45 years old.
我想早上的时候我们特别来看在圣经里面一个成长的例子。
So this morning we're going to see an example of growing up in the Bible.
我相信也是我们每个人都希望来效法的例子。
And it's also an example that we all want to learn from.
也就是耶稣当他在成长的过程中圣经里面是如何记载的
So we want to see the scripture record of how Jesus grew up
我相信不仅仅只是因为我好像在服侍 Rainbow 的年轻人
Not just because I'm serving the Rainbow Fellowship
也不是因为今天好像是一个联合的聚会我们有从大概十一二岁的 Titus 开始的年轻的弟兄姊妹们
Or it's not because today we have the youth the Titus people joining us
而是我觉得这实在是我们每个人都应该效法的榜样
But I really feel Jesus' example is an example that we should all learn from
在圣经里面记载耶稣从十二岁到三十岁的这一段的成长的阶段的时候我不太清楚你有没有仔细的去思考过
I don't know whether you have meditated and really think about Jesus, the process of Jesus growing up.
也许你如果仔细的回头去看的话，竟然发现没有几句的经文关于这一段时间的记载。
But if you search carefully, there's not much record about Jesus between the ages of 12 and 30.
而这个实际上是在我们人生里面却常常变化非常巨大的一个阶段。
But yet, that is the period that we go through the most changes in our lives.
你如果仔细去寻找的话，也许在路加福音第二章似乎只有两节的经文在那里。
So if you search carefully, you only see two verses in the in chapter 2 of Luke.
我们一起来读路加福音第二章五十一到五十二节。
Let's read together Luke chapter 2 verses 51 to 52.
中文或者英文都可以。
Let's all read together.
他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心。都一起增长。也许我们再回头再来读一下第四十节。
Maybe let's look at verse 40 of chapter 2.
孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。路加在这里似乎记载了两段耶稣成长的经历。
It seems that Luke recorded two passages about the experience of Jesus growing up.
从他从婴孩到十二岁的阶段，也记载了他的一段的成长。
So he recorded this period from his birth to 12 years old.
在十二岁的时候，似乎发生了一件很重要的事情。
At the age of 12, something very important happened.
而从十二岁到三十岁这一段的阶段，只有两节的经文。
And from the age of 12 to 30, there were only two verses recording.
在那里，路加也记载了一样的成长。
And also Luke recorded how he grew.
而十二岁其实对于犹太的男孩来说是一个非常重要的年龄。
The age of 12 is a very important age for Jewish boys.
他们好像是一个从孩童变为一个逐渐成年的一个转折点。
Because that is the transition year from being a boy to being a man.
在十三岁的时候，他们会有一个成人礼。
So at the age of 13, there will be a ceremony for that.
当他们经过13岁的生日以后，他们会成为会堂里面正式的成员。
So after their 13th birthday, they will become an official member of the synagogue.
他们会需要承担跟成年人一些的一样的责任。
So they will have to bear the same responsibility as a grown-up.
而在这个地方的时候，路加似乎记载了，在他12岁之前，耶稣在那里成长。
And then Luke was recording before the age of 12, Jesus was growing up naturally.
当从12岁到30岁也同样的记载了耶稣在那里成长。
He also recorded Jesus growing up from the age of 12 to 30.
在犹太人的传统里面认为在12岁之前的成长很多的时候是父母需要负主要的责任。
So according to a Jewish tradition, the parents should bear the most responsibility for a child's growth between the age of the age of birth to 12.
而当你从13岁你成为律法之子以后
But after 13 years old, you become sons of commandments.
当然父母仍然有责任
Yes, parents still have responsibility.
当然他是神的恩典
But it's God's grace.
但是我们自己这一个已经经过进入成年的孩子需要来负自己的责任。
But yet, this child, after he turned 13, he needs to be responsible for himself as well.
这一个的成长不仅仅是神的责任，是父母的责任，也是他自己的责任。
So after that, after being 13, then the responsibility of a growth is not just for the parents or God, but also on himself.
所以路加在这个地方似乎记载了两段的成长的经历。
So therefore,Luke recorded two passages about two periods of his growing up.
而如果我们来注意看他从12岁到30岁的这一段的阶段里头我们来看他到底圣经里面是怎么记载他们的时候
So let us look at the scripture how the scripture records his growing up from age of 12 to 30.
它里面你也许可以找到几个关键的字眼
Maybe we can find some keywords.
第一件的事情就是说顺从
The first is thatobedience he subjected to them
他回到拿撒勒并且顺从他们
because he went back to Nazareth and was subject to them
这件的事情你如果注意看在前面的时候正好是耶稣十二岁上耶路撒冷的时候他自己留在圣殿中
the incidents before this was that he went up to Jerusalem with his parents but yet he stayed behind in the temple
他的父母回去找他的时候他说岂不知我当以我父的事为念吗
But then after his parents went back to find him, he says, Why did you look for him? Do you not know that I must be about my father's business?
在他十二岁的时候他清楚地知道他是天父的独生子。
At the age of 12, he clearly knew that he was the only son of the Heavenly Father.
他是父怀中的独生子。
And he was the only begotten son in the bosom of God Father.
然而这位道成肉身的人子却在这里顺服他在地上的父母。
And yet this son of God incarnated, he was subjected to his parents.
当我们来仔细的思想的时候我们不得不敬拜我们的主。
So if you really think about it, then we will really worship him.For that.
因一人的悖逆众人成为罪人
Because of one person's disobedience Everyone became a sinner Became sinners
而因一人的顺从众人就得称为义
Then because of one person's obedience Everyone is justified
他不仅仅是在十架上他显示出他顺服父神的旨意
Not only that he showed his obedience to the Father's will on the cross
他在他整个人生的道路里面他也是顺服神所设立给他的权柄
But throughout his life journey he obeyed the authority that God has ordained in his life
尽管这个只是他肉身上的父母
Even though they were just his earthly parents
我自己觉得对于我自己一个年轻的传道人来说
For me as a young minister
我也觉得对于我们中间的年轻人来说
And also for the young people among us
我们从年轻的时候我们就需要学习来顺服神给我们的权柄
We need to learn to obey God ordained authorities since our Youth.
我差不多每一个礼拜都会被人问到怎么明白神的旨意。
Just about every month, someone would ask me how to. Just about every week, someone would inquire me how to understand God's will.
如果我们连神已经显明的外面我们看得见的权柄我们都不能够顺服的话
，But if we cannot even obey God ordained visible authorities in our lives,
我们怎么能够顺服那看不见的神
？How can we obey God who is invisible?
我们怎么知道圣灵在我们里面的声音
？How can we hear the Holy Spirit's voice in us?
顺服不仅仅讲到我们在家中顺服我们的父母。
To obey, not just to obey our parents at home.
在我们的工作的岗位里头，你愿不愿意来顺服那个似乎比你要笨很多的老板
？But are you willing at your workplace to obey your manager who seems to be a lot less smart than you.
甚至很多的时候他很无理的要求。
Or even unreasonable request.
我觉得我们都来学习顺服。
Let us all learn to the lesson of obedience.
当我们真实的学习顺服的时候，救恩就能够成就在我们的中间。
As we learn obedience, salvation will be made perfect in us.
顺服也是一个彼此的顺服。
And also we obey one another.
绝对不只是一个单向的。
So this is not just one way.
也是讲到我们放在一个身体的里面去的时候，我们学习来彼此顺服对方。
As we are all placed in one body, let us learn to submit to each other.
好像彼得在那里讲到说，你们个人也当以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
Just as Peter says, we should all gird ourselves with humility and submit to one another.
我相信那一天，当彼得写下这样的经文的时候，他想到了在那个逾越节的晚餐里头。
I'm sure when, probably when, Peter wrote this, scripture, he remembered.That Last Supper.
耶稣吃完饭以后，他束上腰为门徒来洗脚。
After the Last Supper, after the meal, Jesus girded himself with a towel and washed his disciples' feet.
他是我们的主，他却来谦卑的来服侍我们。
He is our Lord, yet he humbly serves us.
这实在是我们所需要学习的一件的事情。
And that is a model that we need to learn from.
第二件的事情讲到，他说是照着。平常的规矩虽然不在这里，但是我们可以从前面后面我们看到耶稣有很多的平常的规矩。
And from other related scriptures, we can see that he always followed the customs at that time.
他十二岁的时候，他照着平常的规矩上耶路撒冷去守逾越节。
So at the age of 12, he followed the custom and the tradition, went up to Jerusalem to observe Passover.
路加福音第四章的时候记载说，他按平常的规矩进到会堂里面去。
Luke chapter 4, it recorded that he, as the custom, went to the synagogue.
是的，也许在会堂里面并没有真实的敬拜。
Yes, there might not be true worship in synagogues.
但是这位道成肉身的人子却仍然来遵行这样的传统。
Yet this son of God still followed the tradition.
他来遵行神的律法的要求。
Because he fulfilled the requirement of the law.
只是他在真实和属灵的里面，在那里敬拜神。
But while he obeyed the law, he actually worshipped God in spirit and truth.
我不太清楚你有没有觉得，在你的生活里头，你在遵行一些的规矩。
I don't know if you feel that you are following some laws or requirements in your life.
你也许很多的时候不喜欢这样的规矩，觉得只是外面的事情。
Maybe you don't like them, you feel these are all outward things.
但是我觉得当我们跟随主的这条路上，如果主把我们放在一个环境里头，我们就学习来顺服这样的规矩。
But on our journey of following Jesus, if God places us in a situation and in the environment, let us learn to obey.
使徒多马是我们非常熟悉的例子。
We are very familiar with Apostle Thomas.
当十二个门徒在那里聚会的时候，十个门徒在那里聚会，结果多马那一天不知道去哪里了。
So when the 10 apostles get together, had a meeting that day, we don't know where Thomas went.
耶稣那一天晚上却向其他的门徒来显现。
So that evening, Jesus appeared to the other disciples.
我不太清楚，圣经里面也没有记载多马那一天去了什么地方。
The Bible did not tell us where Thomas went that evening.
但是他却那一天没有按照平常的规矩去参加聚会。
But that day he did not, attend the meeting according to the custom.
所以我们今天所有记到的多马，似乎都是一个多疑的多马。
So today, when we think about Thomas, we think about doubting Thomas.
也许你自己在你的难处的里头。
Maybe you are in your trials and difficulties.
但是我仍然鼓励你，你来到教会里头，你来参加教会平常的聚会。
But I still encourage you to come to church meetings.
因为每一次的聚集都有美好的事要发生或者已经发生。
Because every time at the meeting, something good will happen or has happened already.
神有他自己的施恩要向你来说话。
Because God is going to say gracious words to you.
他怎么样来说话，我们不知道。
We don't know how God is going to speak to you.
也许借着诗歌。
Maybe through a song.
也许借着祷告。
Maybe through a prayer.
也许借着信息。
Maybe through the message.
也许就是借着一个弟兄姊妹平常很平常的问候。
Or maybe a greeting from a brother or sister.
但是我从心的深处盼望你们能够把这一个当作你们的规矩来到神的家中。
But I hope from the bottom of my heart, I hope that you will consider joining, participating meetings as a custom, something that you will keep.
不要把这作为外面的要求。
But don't take it as an outward requirement.
在我们的家中，是不是我们有的时候也会有一样的传统？
Maybe at our homes we also have some traditions.
我这前一段时间的时候，朱茵在睡觉之前常常带着两个小家伙一起唱唱圣徒诗歌，给他们讲一些故事，然后一起的祷告。
At our home before bedtime, my wife will lead our two children to have some singing of songs and then prayers.
我觉得这似乎成为我们的一个传统。
This becomes our family tradition.
我觉得我非常喜欢。
I really like it.
但是在一些的时候，我不是那么喜欢。
But sometimes I don't really like it.
因为我很多的时候我很累。
Because oftentimes I'm very tired.
或者很多的时候，也许我刚刚冲着他们生过气。
Or maybe I just got mad at them.
我不想到他们的面前去。
I didn't want to join them.
但是我们的孩子却会叫我说：“爸爸，一起过来。”
But then our kids will say, "Daddy, come over, join us."
我学习来顺服这一个的传统规矩。
So I learned to obey this family tradition.
在一些的时候，他们也不想跟我一起祷告。
Or sometimes they don't want to pray with me.
因为今天练钢琴，我们对他的要求非常严格。
Or maybe we just had a harsh time requiring them to practice piano.
他不是那么喜欢跟我们一起来那里唱诗歌，来分享主的话语祷告。
So they don't like to join us sing a song or share words or pray.
但是我同样会跟他们说，我们一起来。
But then same thing, I will ask them to join us.
当我们把这一些的事情借着一些的规矩做成来的时候，
But when we follow these as a tradition or habits,
它慢慢的会成为我们的性情。
And gradually, they will become our nature.
它不是我们在外面在做一些的形式。
So it is no longer just a form, our form.
而是它借着这一些的事情，让主的生命、主的性情越来越多的到我们的里头。
But through these disciplines and practices, the character of Christ gradually got constituted in us.
所以在耶稣十二岁到三十岁，我们看到他是一个顺从的人。
From the age of 12 to 30, we see that Jesus was an obedient person.
他也有一个照着他平常规矩来聚会的，或者来 follow 一些的传统的人。
He was also a man who will follow the customs and traditions.
紧接着最下面我们来看这一句话，是我非常喜欢的一句话。
Then we come to see this part of the verse that I really loved.
就是讲了耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
That Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
我们看到耶稣在这个地方是一个全人的，那么很自然的、全面的在这个地方成长。
We see that the growth of Jesus is wholesome. It covers all areas.
他虽然从一个方面他是完全的神。
Yes, on one hand, he is God.
他也是完全的人。
He is also a man.
但是在时间的里头，
But in the frame of time,
我们看到他在各个方面，他都在那里成长。
That we see that he grew in all areas.
在四个方面成长。
In four areas, he was growing.
第一个是智慧他的方面成长。
First, in wisdom.
我相信我们从十二岁到三十岁，我们在知识方面一定有许多的成长。
I'm sure all of us will grow in knowledge between the age of 12 and 30.
但是我想圣经在这个地方特别讲到是智慧，并不是用知识。
But yet, the Bible is talking about wisdom, not knowledge. Here.
我觉得智慧从某个角度来说比知识要高得太多。
I believe that wisdom is much, much higher than knowledge.
智慧只有从神那里而来。
Because wisdom only comes from God.
这世界上可能有许多的聪明。
Yes, there are lots of intelligence in this world.
但是我们却不知道很多的事情，我们却看得不远。
But yet, we cannot see things very far.
我以前是做感光材料的。
I was into photosensitive materials.
所以我其实非常喜欢看柯达公司或者这一些的胶卷公司的例子。
So I like to study the history of Kodak company or other filmmaking companies.
柯达公司曾经是在这个行业里面当仁不让的霸主。
See, Kodak was in this field was they had monopoly in this field for many years.
在1930年的时候，他已经占到整个市场的份额75%以上。
So in year 1930, they already had 70% of market share in this field.
而那个时候，它是占到整个市场利润的90%。
And as a profit wise, the market share was 90% in the in the field of camera and photos.
我想你们可能都知道2012年的时候整个柯达公司却因为巨额的债务它要申请破产。
But we all know that in year 2012, because of huge debt, they pleaded bankruptcy.
因为他们虽然有很多很聪明的高层的管理人士
Even though they had a lot of very intelligent leaders,
但是他们却错掉了一个非常重要的决定。
But yet they missed out a very important decision.
就是他们在整个数码相机的这一个的行这个行业上，他完全的错过了。
Because they completely missed out the digital camera wave.
你如果回头再去看的话，其实1975年柯达公司发明了世界上的第一台数码相机。
But if you look back, actually in 1975, the Kodak company already invented the first digital camera in the world.
97年的时候，他推出了世界上第一台的百万像素的数码相机。
In 1997, they already have the first one megabit digital camera.
他86年的时候就已经在实验室里面发明出来了。
Or, actually, they already discovered and researched that in 1986, the first megabits resolution.
甚至他们也花了很多的精力来思想到底数码相机在有没有前途。
So they actually spent a lot of time thinking, is there a future for digital cameras?
因为对于他们来说，传统的胶卷是他们非常盈利的一项的业务。
Because for them, this traditional films, cameras,actually very, very profitable for the company.
他们就一而再再而三地错过了这样的机会。
So they repeatedly miss out the opportunity.
直到等到2012年的时候。
Until year 2012.
他们因为巨额的债务整个市场的份额下滑的实在实在太多。
And then because of their huge debt, and then they lost a lot of market shares.
所以他们只有申请破产。
Finally, they had to declare bankrupt.
他们有许多的知识。
So they had a lot of knowledge.
甚至是许多从人而来的聪明。
And a lot of man's intelligence.
他们却缺少智慧。
But yet they lack wisdom.
他们缺少能够看得稍微远一点的智慧。
They lack insight and wisdom to see far away.
我想不仅仅是在这里好像讲到公司里面的管理需要智慧。
So not only that, you need wisdom in company management.
在我们的人生里头，你有没有得着智慧呢？
But in your life, have you obtained wisdom?
诗篇九十篇在那里讲到说，求你让我得着智慧，能够智慧的心能够数算我们在世的日子。
Psalm 90, the psalmist says that, may I have a heart of wisdom so that I know how to number my days.
你知道你的今世，你今天的每一天，你是那么确实的在这里过生活吗？
Are you sure what you're doing every single day?
还是我们一复一日的在工作里面，在家庭的里头，只是简单的工作重复了多少次而已？
Or are we lost in our routines, daily routines, and we just keep repeating the same things?
我们却随着年岁的增长，我们知识、智慧、知识好像有经验有一些的增长，却没有智慧的增加。
So as our age advancing, we increase our experience and knowledge, but not wisdom.
而耶稣在这里，我们看到他的智慧在那里增长。
But yet here we see that Jesus' wisdom is increasing.
而他不仅仅智慧在增长，圣经里面紧接着记到他的身量也在那里增长。
Not only his wisdom, but also his stature is increasing.
这是非常对我们来说非常容易理解的一件的事情。
So this is something that we can understand.
从十二岁到三十岁，我们常常可能过几个月不看，我们就发现长高了很多。
For someone from age of 12 to 30, then we can see that they grow very visibly.
我们两个小家伙虽然没有到十二岁，但是他们回了中国几个礼拜，我相信他们回来的时候也长高了许多。
Even though my kids are not 12 yet, but then now they're in China, I'm sure when they come back after a couple of weeks, I will see his growth visibly.
那对于我们三十岁以上的，我们还有可能增长我们的身量吗？
But for all of us after 30, is it still possible for us to grow physically?
我有一次讲到这样的时候，有人说会往魂的方向，会往宽的方向增长。
Once when I asked this question, someone says yes, but horizontally.
那也许是我们增长的一个方面。
Yes, that might be one area of growth.
但是我想，圣经里面其实也非常重视我们的身体。
I believe in the Bible we see that we need to take care of our health.
它不仅仅只是讲到我们这个外面的看得见的 physical 的 body.
And it does not just refer to our physical body.
他也讲到神的性情能够更多的来控制我们的整个的身体。
But then the nature of God can more in control of our physical body.
让我们的整个身体可以作为义的器具献给神。
So that our body can be a vessel of righteousness offered to God.
来满足神的心意。
To fulfill God's will.
来为神而活。
And to live for God.
随着时间的过来，我们对于我们自己的脾气，对于我们自己的性情，对于我们各方面，我们有没有增长？
As time passes, are we growing in our temperament, in our natures?
我不太清楚你有没有增长。
I'm not sure if you are growing.
但是我们知道，圣经里面记载，耶稣是在这些的方面的增长。
But then from the scripture, we see that Jesus is growing.
有一个人他去超市里面买东西的时候
，One person who went to supermarket.
他正好看到一个爸爸推着一个车带着一个小朋友在里面买东西。
And then he sees a father pushing the shopping cart with a child in the shopping cart.
他们通过那一个卖巧克力的地方的时候
，As they pass through the section that sells chocolates.
那个小孩就拼命在那里哭，我要巧克力，我要巧克力。
And the child keep crying, say, "I want chocolate, I want chocolate."
他的爸爸就说：“安静 ，Bill， 安静 ，Bill。”
And then the father keeps saying, "Quiet, Bill. Quiet, Bill."
而他们继续往前面推的时候
，As they continue, go through the aisle.
推到好像看到玩具的那一个阶段的时候，又看到小孩子又开始在那里哭了。
And to the toy section, and we see that the child he saw that the child started crying again.
所以那爸爸就在那里说，安静 ，Bill， 安静 ，Bill。
And then the father keeps saying, "Be quiet, Bill. Be quiet."
他们继续往前面，似乎走到每一个地方，小朋友都在那里想闹，想要这些的东西。
It seems that every time they go through certain section, and the kid will cry and then ask for things.
我看到那个父亲却是一直在那里说：“安静 ，Bill， 安静 ，Bill。”
And then the father just keeps saying, "Quiet, Bill, be quiet."
所以后来这个人就非常的好奇，他在结账的时候就对着那个父亲说
：“And then so this person was very curious. So at the cash register.” This person asked the father.
他说：“谢谢你，我真是学到从你身上看到你对小 Bill 的耐心。”
And then he says, "I want to thank you because I can see your tremendous patience toward this little Bill."
结果这个人说：“我叫 Bill。”
But this person says, "No, I am Bill."
很多的时候我们需要控制我们的情绪，我们需要来拼命的压制它。
Because oftentimes we need to suppress our tempers, we need to control it.
但是耶稣却是随着时间的成长，他的身体也在增长，他对整个身体可以为神来用，也在那里增长。
But yet, as Jesus was growing up, he was able to control his body, subdue his body, so that he can live for God.
当他30岁出来禁职的时候，当他受禁以后，他被圣灵催逼到旷野里面去。
So at the age of 30, after his baptism, he was led by the Holy Spirit to the wilderness to be tempted.
他在那里40天受魔鬼的试探，他在那里禁食。
For 40 days, he fasted and being tempted by the devil.
他的整个身体预备好了为主来用。
But his body was all ready to be used by God.
许多的时候，我们想到耶稣，觉得好像他不需要走过这一些的难处。
Oftentimes, when we think about Jesus, we did not think that he would have to go through all these sufferings.
其实圣经里面也同样的记载到他饿了。
And the Bible says that he was hungry.
他并不是不饿。
It's not that he was not hungry.
他并不是不会疲劳。
It's not that he would never get tired.
他甚至疲劳到一个地步，当风浪大到一个地步，他却在船头睡着了。
Once he was so tired that he would even fall asleep in the midst of storm.
但是他却能将整个身体做义的器具献给神。
But yet he was able to offer his body as a vessel of righteousness.
当神需要他来为着他来做工的时候，他可以整夜整天的在那里忙碌。
When God needed him for service, he could serve him all day and all night.
弟兄姊妹，当我们随着年岁的增长的时候
，as we advance in our age,
我们的身体是不是可以攻克己身，让身服我呢
？But can we subdue our body so that it will be in our control?
这也是我们需要成长的地方。
And that is some area that we need to grow.
他紧接着下面讲到神喜爱他的心和人喜爱他的心。
And then the verse also says that he increased in the favor with God and men.
我想先讲到人喜爱他的心。
Let's talk about man's favor in his life.
我们看到这是一个完全圣洁的人。
We see that this is a complete holy person.
也是一个完全圣洁的神。
And it's a complete holy God.
他却人却喜欢他。
But yet man likes him.
甚至小孩子愿意跑到他的面前来。
Children love to come to him.
而犹太人的官外又来见他。
And the Jewish officials.
税吏愿意来见他
，tax collectors like to come to him，
罪人愿意来见他
，sinners like to be with him，
各种不同样的背景的人都愿意来看他
，all kinds people with all kinds of background love to come approach him，
因为他跟人有一个好的关系
，because he has good relationship with people。
当我们自己，我们跟周围的人，是不是有一个很好的关系呢
？So do we have good relationship with people around us？
还是许多的时候，我们甚至不敢在公司、不敢在周围的朋友里面提到我是基督徒
？Or are we ashamed to mention that I'm a Christian in front of our colleagues or friends？
因为讲起来，很多的时候觉得不好意思。
Because we might be embarrassed by that。
我觉得我非常杨俊弟兄有一次提到的。
Really, amen. What June, Brother June once mentioned.
他讲到，他说他跟他同事的关系绝对可以达到下一次福音聚会的时候，他可以很坦然地把福音单张给他的同事。
That he wants to build a relationship with his colleague to a point that by next gospel meeting he can comfortably pass a gospel tract to his colleagues.
我们是不是能够很坦然地跟别人讲我是跟随耶稣的人呢？
Are we able to comfortably tell people I'm a follower of Jesus?
所以当我们的成长，我们不仅仅在各个方面需要成长，我们与人的关系也需要成长。
So not only that we need to grow in other areas, we also need to grow in our relationship with men.
我觉得随着这个时代科技的发展
，as the advancements of technology,
很多的时候我们不知道怎么如何跟人来打交道。
That we fail to learn how to interact with people.
我们更习惯于似乎用各种各样的通讯的手段。
So we're more comfortable on connecting people through social media.
讲中文的弟兄姊妹用微信。
Chinese-speaking people we like to use WeChat.
英文的弟兄姊妹我不太清楚你们用什么。
For English-speaking people we use WhatsApp.
我想我并不是反对来使用这样的技术。
Now, I'm not against such technologies or apps.
我自己也在使用。
Because I use them too.
但是你今天你能不能真实的花一点的时间来陪陪你周围的同伴呢
？But are we willing to really spend some time for our companions?
当他在失望、灰心、难过的时候，他会不会想到你可以陪他呢
？When they are despair, disappointed, or broken-hearted.Will they think about you and ask for your time and companionship?
我觉得时间实在是我们能够给别人最宝贵的礼物。
I believe time is the most precious gift that we can give to others.
因为那就是你的生命。
Because that is your life.
所以我觉得耶稣在这里，他和人的关系也在那里成长。
So we see that Jesus was growing in his relationship with men.
他不仅仅和人的关系成长，这所有一切的成长的背后是神喜爱他的心在那里增长。
But behind all this growth is God's favor in his life.
我们看到当他最后出来受浸的时候，天为他开了。
Because when after he was baptized, heaven opened up for him.
天曾经是关闭的四百多年。
For more than 400 years, heaven was shut.
而如今，当他取了罪人的样式来受浸的时候，天却为他打开了。
But yet, this Jesus, Son of God, took on a form of a sinner and get baptized. Heaven opened up for him.
圣灵降在他的身上。
And Holy Spirit descended on him.
从天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And a voice from heaven says, "This is my beloved Son; in him, I'm well pleased."
我想前面我们讲到了许多的成长
And then we talk about many areas of growth.
而这所有成长的根基在于我们跟神关系的成长
And all these growth is based and founded on our relationship with God.
如果我们没有一个真实的和神的关系生命的流露的话
But if we do not have a real relationship with God and also the flowing of life from Him
我们很多的只是在外面的要求
Then our growth becomes just aOurward requirement.
很多的时候我们就觉得苦觉得干觉得累
And we feel dry and we're exhausted and burnout.
我们却没有办法活出一个 以神为乐的人生。
And we fail to live a life that's rejoicing in God.
我们更没有办法像耶稣所说的那样，我的担子是轻省的，我的轭是容易的。
Then we can never proclaim like what Jesus says that my burden is light and my yoke is easy.
这永远是我们最重要的一点。
So this is always the most important part.
但是我想早晨的时候，我也特别想提到另外的一个方面。
And this morning, I also want to mention another aspect.
当我们觉得我们和神有一个好的关系的时候
When we feel that we have a good relationship with God
它也应该反映在我们的智慧、身量和人的关系都在成长的这个方面
It should also manifest and become visible and seen to, by others that in our wisdom and our stature and our relationship with men
我们不能够只说我是一个爱主的人但是周围的人际关系却一团糟糕
We can never say that, oh, I'm a person who loves the Lord but yet we have terrible relationship with people
我们不能说只是我们在教会里面爱主当我们一个人独处的时候我们却常常被许多的罪恶所胜过
We cannot just say that oh, I love the Lord at church but while we are alone we are overcome by sins
我们看到在这个地方耶稣似乎他的成长是一个全面的成长
But here we see that Jesus grows in all areas
我相信到今年这个时候你都讲到成长你都会想到一个水桶的例子
I'm sure by this time when we talk about growth, we will have this picture of a water bucket.
一个水桶能够装的水的取决于它最短的那一块的木头。
Because if this is a wooden bucket, then the capacity of how much this bucket can hold water depends on the shortest part of the bucket.
如果我们整个人要在神的手中有用，我们也需要前面的在各个方面来成长。
Therefore, if we want to be useful by God, In God's hands, then we need to grow in all areas.
任何的一个短板都会限制我们在神手中的用处。
Any shortcoming in our lives will limit our usefulness in God's hands.
早上我们希望我们能够稍稍地体会到我们的成长是一个全面的成长。
I hope this morning that we come to this realization that our growth has to be in wholesome and in all areas.
那怎么样才能够成长呢
？So how do we grow?
那是圣灵和十字架的工作。
And that is the work of the Holy Spirit and the work of the cross.
但是我想说的是，从神的那一面，他已经做成了。
But from God's side, He has already accomplished.
他已经把所有的救恩做得那么的完全。
Because He has already accomplished all parts of the salvation.
我们今天没有办法讲到细节。
Today we cannot go into the details.
但是我希望来问你一件的事情。
But I hope to raise this question.
你真实的盼望你自己成长吗
Do you really wish that you will grow?
你愿意来付代价吗
Are you willing to pay the price?
很多的时候我们只是里面有心愿
Sometimes we only have this wishful thinking
我们却不见得愿意付出代价来成长
But yet we're not willing to pay the price to grow
成长一定要付出代价
It costs something, it takes a price to grow
Howard Hendricks 这是一位神学院的老师
Howard Hendricks is a theological teacher
他也是达拉斯牛仔队这是一个足球队的队牧
He's also a chaplain of a Dallas Cowboy football team
我知道他虽然没有 49ers 那么好
I know they're not as good as 49ers
但是你允许我暂时讲一个他的例子
But just bear with me and thenListen to his story.
他曾经有一次他去他们的训练场上的时候
Once he went to their training field.
那个时候大多数的人都已经开始收工开始在换衣间里面换衣服洗澡
It was about at the end of the practice, so most people already went back to the locker room.
他问他们的教练 Tom Landry.
So he asked their coach, Tom Landry.
他说你觉得在这些的队员里头有哪一些可能可以成为全明星球员
So he asked the coach Landry among all these players which ones have the potential to become all pro
他觉得非常吃惊的一件的事情是 Tom 的回答是
And he was very amazed by this coach's answer
Tom 说我们不会招任何一个没有潜力能够成为全明星球员的队员
This coach says I will not recruit anyone who does not have the potential to become all pro.
换句话来说，就是说，在这里的每一个队员都有潜力成为一个全明星的球员。
In other words, the coach believes that everyone here will have the potential to become all pro.
但是 Tom 紧接着说，取决于今天他愿意付多大的代价。
But then, Coach continues, says, it's all up to how much price he's willing to pay.
他指着在外面还在训练的一位队员。
And he pointed out to a team player that he was still practicing while others went back to the locker room.
Jackie Smith.
This is a Smith.
那个时候天已经黑了。
Jackie Smith, at that time it was already dark.
他却仍然在那个地方学习，让助理教练带着他一起练习。
But he was still practicing with the assistant coach.
然后他特别要来训练，在看不见球的情况下，怎么能够接住球。
He wants to practice how to catch the ball when he could not see in the dark.
当众人都已经回到里面来开始休息的时候。
So when everyone went back to the locker room to rest.
他却在那里为着这一个荣耀的目标在那里努力。
So he was practicing and making an effort for this glorious goal.
他曾经五次被入选全明星球队。
So he was elected five times as an all pro.
我们很多的时候看到他外面荣耀的一部分。
So what we only saw his glorious outward performance.
我们却很多的时候不知道在背后他所有付出的汗水和心情。
But we do not know how much effort he has put in behind the scene.
今天早晨当我们讲到我们需要成长的时候，成长永远需要付代价。
This morning we say that we need to grow, but growth takes a price.
也许我们可以回去想一想，在这四个方面里头，我们到底哪些的方面我们需要成长。
So maybe we can go home and think about among all four areas, which area we need to grow most.
那很好，但是不够，你需要有一个切实的计划来让你自己成长。
It's good to reflect,but not good enough. We need to have solid plan to grow.
神的一面他早就做成了。
Because on God's side, he has already accomplished.
而我们从我们的一面，只要我们信而顺服地来跟从他。
So God has already done his work, and all we have to do is to trust and obey him.
我绝对相信耶稣的荣美会越来越多地显在我们的里面。
And I believe the beauty of Jesus will be more and more seen in us.
但是我想在这里最后讲到的一点，成长不只是好像从坏到好这一个地方。
So lastly, I want to emphasize that to grow is not just to grow from bad to good.
因为今天当我们这一些堕落的人讲到这个的时候，常常是从一个不好的习惯到一个好的事情。
For us fallen men, when we think about growth, we often think about coming out of something bad.
但是你如果想到圣经里面记载耶稣的成长，是讲到耶稣在那里成长。
But then on the Bible, when Bible talks about Jesus' growth,
他不知道罪，他从来没有犯过罪。
He never sinned, he knew no sin.
但是他却仍然圣经里面记载，他是在四个方面都在那里成长。
But yet the Bible tells us that he was growing in all four areas.
到底怎么样，我不清楚。
So I'm not very clear about how he grew.
但是我知道在人的范围里头，他仍然可以成长。
But I believe that as a man, he had room to grow.
所以我们今天，我们也许在许多的方面都已经很好了。
So maybe we are pretty good already in all four areas.
但是成长却可以让我们从好到更好。
But yet we can still grow from good to become better.
直到我们见主面的时候，我们都有成长的空间。
We always have room to grow until the day we meet the Lord.
每一次想到这的时候，我就想到有了年纪的保罗。
So every time when I talk about this, then I remember Paul in his late years.
他在腓立比书讲到说，我现在被浇奠离世的时候到了。
In the book of Philippians, he says, now I'm being poured out as a drink offering, and it's time for me to depart.
那美好的仗已经打过了，当跑的路已经跑尽了。
So I have fought a good fight, I have run the good race and kept a good faith.
所信的道已经守住了，如今有公义的冠冕来为他来存留。
And I have kept a good faith, and now there's a crown of righteousness prepared for me.
但是保罗却在那里仍然不停止成长。
But yet Paul will not stop growing.
你就在提摩太后书接着往下面读的时候，我们看到他嘱咐提摩太来的时候。
So continue on the book of 2 Timothy, we see that he asked Timothy.
他不仅仅让他把留于加布的那一件的外衣带过来。
He asked Timothy to bring him the cloak that he left with Carpus.
他告诉提摩太来的时候，把那一些的书卷也带来。
He also asked Timothy to bring the books.
更要紧的是那一些的疲倦。
And also those parchments.
保罗已经不需要写任何的书信。
At that moment, Paul did not need to write any letters anymore.
他也许没有机会再讲下一篇的信息。
He probably did not have a chance to preach another sermon.
但是保罗却是仍然是在想增长的。
But yet he continued to want to grow.
他仍然需要更多的来读书。
And he wants to read more books.
他仍然需要在主的面前不停止成长。
That he will continue to grow.In the Lord.
他在那里说我不是以为我得着的我乃是努力面前向着标杆直跑
He says I do not consider I have already obtained But I forget what's in the past And continue forward toward the future
他的一生就在那里见证他自己所说的这些话
And then his life is a testimony of his statement
每一次我想到看到我们中间的加勒团契的年长的弟兄姊妹的时候
So every time I see brothers and sisters in Caleb Fellowship
我一方面我从心的深处我感谢神把他们放在我们中间
So that's the seniors fellowship On one hand I really praise the Lord for placing them in our midst
从另外一个角度也常常激励我要向前
And they also encourage me to continue forward
那激励我一同的往前面成长
And they encourage me to continue to grow
每次想到我们亲爱的余弟兄和余师母的时候
Every time I think about our beloved Pastor Yu and Pastor Nancy
想到他们为着神家为了尽心竭力甚至过了自己的力量的时候
Every time I remember that they poured out themselves even more than their capacity for the house of God
我就觉得我自己里面的成长太慢
Then I feel that my growth is so slow.
我觉得我自己里面为主摆上的心智实在差得太远。
That my heart, my dedication is so much less.
我们不在人生的不管哪一个阶段，我们都需要成长。
Whatever stage of life we are in,
保罗对年轻的提摩太的劝勉是。
So Paul's exhortation to young Timothy was.
他说你要在各个方面都来成长。
That you shall grow in all areas.
他说你要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都来做信徒的榜样。
That you will be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity.
而不仅仅自己，你要觉得你自己在成长。
Not only that you need to grow, and you know that you're growing.
甚至连众人都能够看出你的长进来。
But your progress should be evident to all.
年轻的，我们也一样要成长。
So young people, we need to grow.
我们中年的弟兄姊妹，我们当然需要成长。
Brothers and sisters in middle age, we need to grow, of course.
我们扛着神家许多的见证。
Because we carry this responsibility of the testimony of God's house.
如果我们不成长，我们怎么来应付这个世代的需要？
If we do not grow, how can we meet the needs of this age?
所以我想在不管我们人生的哪个阶段我们都需要成长
So whatever stage of life we are in we all need to grow
我们像耶稣的样式一同让他的荣美越来越多的显现在我们的里头
So that the beauty of Jesus will be more and more seen in us
感谢神当他复活当耶稣基督复活升天以后
So after Jesus resurrected and ascended into heaven
他赐下圣灵来
He has given the Holy Spirit.
如今同样的生命住在你，住在我们的里头。
Now the same life abides within you and abides within me.
我们里面有这一个得胜，有一个成长的本钱在这里。
So that we have this potential to victory and growth.
那不仅仅讲到我们个人的成长，甚至当我们相信耶稣的时候。
So not only that individuals we will grow as we believe in Jesus.
我们好像一个团体，都从一个圣灵受洗。成了一个身体隐于一位圣灵
Then corporately we are united as one body drink from one spirit
好像我们成为一个大的身体在那里增长
So that together we become this big body and then we grow together
而如今我们能够在各处一同成长的时候满有基督长成的身量
Then together we grow to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ
教会是他的身体
Because church is his body
我们上周的时候亲爱的新城弟兄讲到这个教会是他的身体
Last Sunday our beloved brother Ethan talked about that church is his body
他需要你我在里面成长
He needs our growth
当我们在里面成长的时候整个身体也就在那里成长
As all of us grow, the body grows
从而能够各占其位各尽其职
Then we can stand on our positions and do our shares
从而我们能够成全圣徒建立基督的身体
And we can equip the saints and build up this body of Christ
不管我们在人生的哪一个阶段
Whatever stage of life we are in
Titus 也好
Whether you are in Titus Fellowship
加勒团契也好
Or in Caleb Fellowship fellowship.
那 你那一份特别的成长是你所预神为你所预备的。
That you have this special growth that God has prepared just for you.
是没有任何人可以来替代的。
That no one can take your place.
就让我们一同在这里面成长。
So let us all grow together.
我们在这里是成长。
So we are growing here.
我们回到台湾去服兵役一样可以成长。
Even if we go back to Taiwan to serve in the military, we can still grow.
我们在工作里面可以成长。
And we can grow in our workplace.
我们在家里做家庭主妇仍然可以成长。
We can also grow in the family if we are housewives.
我们好像在顺境中我们可以成长。
Yes, we can grow in prosperity.
我们在逆境中也可以成长。
We can also grow in trials and difficulties.
我们整个人算不了什么。
So we are nothing.
但是神永远的旨意却要借着你借着我彰显出来。
But yet the eternal will of God will need to be manifested through you and me.
我们整个短暂的人生也算不了什么。
Our temporal life is nothing.
但是却从神永远的过去的永远到神将来的永远里头我们却在其中。
But yet we are in this frame of time from eternity to eternity.
过去的永远里头父神预定我们得着儿子的名分。
In the past eternity, God has already, God has already chosen us to receive the sonship.
将来的永远里头我们要和基督完全的合一。
In the future eternity, we shall become one with Christ.
今天就是你我成长的机会。
So today, we have the chance to grow.
今天就是圣灵在我们身上做改变的工作。
And today is the chance for Holy Spirit to transform us.
直到那一天神的帐幕在人间。
Until that day, God's tabernacle will be set among men.
神要和我们完全的同住。
And God will abide with us forever.
不再有眼泪。
There will be no more tears.
不再有忧伤。
There will be no more sorrows.
因为神与我们永远的在一起。
Because God will be with us forever.
也许我们一起来唱一首诗歌278首。
So let us sing a song 278 together.
但愿耶稣的美丽从佛显现，耶稣所有情节温柔与蓝天，
心何等的谢谢你。
Lord, our hearts thank you.
你不仅仅救我们，
Not only that you saved us,
你竟然愿意在我们的身上做改变的工作，
But you're willing to transform us.
你竟然降卑住在我们的里头，
That you humble yourself to abide in us.
是的，得胜的能力是来自于神。
Yes, the power to victory comes from God.
而得胜的心愿却在乎我们。
But it's up to us to will to victory.
同样的，成长的能力也来自于神。
In the same way, the power to grow comes from God.
而成长的心愿也在乎我们。
But it's up to us to want to grow.
何等的巴不得在这里的每一位，我们都盼望能够成长。
That I hope that all of us here will want to grow.
不仅仅盼望能够成长。
Not only that we hope to grow.
我们也真实的愿意付出代价来成长。
That we are willing to pay the price to grow.
因为从你的一面，你说成了的时候，救恩已经做完了。
Because you have already done your part of work when you say it is finished.
今天等候我们去支取这样的祝福。
But today you're waiting for us to draw the, from you this blessing.
等候我们在时间的里头与你一同同工。
That you're waiting for us to co-work with you in the frame of time.
就在我们平凡的生活里面。
That in our most ordinary life.
就在我们也许觉得很疲倦灰心的生活的里头
or even in the life that we feel tired and weary
我们却何等的巴不得耶稣的清洁温柔和甘甜能够那么真实的显在我们的身上
but yet we pray that the beauty, the purity and the life of Jesus be seen in us
让我们越来越多的像耶稣
That we will be more and more like Jesus
让我们在各个方面都平衡的成长
That we will grow, we will have balanced growth in all areas
让我们的智慧和身量神和人喜爱我们的心都在增长
That we will increase in our wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men
直到那一日我们欢然见你
Until that day we joyfully see you
祝福我们每一位
Bless every one of us, Lord
从年幼的 Titus 到年长的加勒团契
From the old to the seniors From the young to the seniors
让我们都在神家里面一同成长
That we will together grow in God's house
祝福你的教会
Bless your church, Lord
祝福你的儿女
Bless your children
谢谢主
Thank you, Lord
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray
Amen
Amen